Test 77, Section 3, Question 9. Here we're looking for the flaw. And we have the first sentence really kind of seems conclusion-y. It says, Joshi is letting campaign contributions influence his vote. His campaign for re-election has received more financial support from property developers than any other city council, city councilor. So he got a lot of money from property developers. And more than any other councilors, his voting record favors the interest of property developers. So in this case, the problem with the argument is it's a correlation-causation issue. We know that Joshi has received the most contributions from this group and that his voting record is most consistent with that group's interests. But we don't know that it was the contributions that led to his votes. In fact, it could be the other way around, that Joshi had voted for it, and that's why they contributed. And so that could be, it could be a reverse causation, or it just could be that there's some third possibility. Maybe Joshi has a bunch of personal interests in those, and so therefore gets a lot of donations from people who have similar, you know, interests, and also tends to vote that way. So it's kind of a correlation causation problem. So A, takes for granted that because certain events occurred sequentially, the earlier events caused the later. The problem here is that we don't necessarily know about order, but it's the right idea. So I said, if everything else is bad. Confuses one thing's being necessary for another to occur with its being sufficient. This wasn't a bad if-then statement, which is what B is saying. Makes a moral judgment when only factual can be justified. It's not really doing that, because it's not saying whether it was morally right or wrong. Presumes that one thing is the cause of another when it could easily be the effect of it. Well, that sounds a little bit more like what we said, and it's better than A, because it wasn't about the order in which they occurred, it was what was causing each other. And then has a conclusion that's simply a restatement, that's circular reasoning, and it doesn't occur here. And so D would be our correct answer on this one, because it was sort of the correlation causation when it could be reverse cause. So D is what we'd pick.